As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Wednesday, October the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, certainly that, and we might even talk about solutions today with our returning guest, independent researcher Daryl Eberhart, to continue our study and discussion of the missing gaps in the bloody history of papal Rome. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, folks, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters all across America, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo. 65647. A big shout out once again to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are always welcome. Today, gold breaches a new high at $1,071.80 and trades above the $1,060 mark. Stocks remain high, though a little change. Crude oil climbs as the USDX continues to fall. We'll cover all of that in a moment in our market report. Returning guest Daryl Eberhart continues our study and discussion of the missing gaps in the 20th century history of papal Rome and America. Today, we're going to talk about World War II, and you're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to the market reports for Wednesday, October the 14th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I found gold trading down $1.90 from yesterday's closing, trading at $1,062.20 an ounce. Silver was up 5 cents, trading at $17.83 an ounce. Platinum off $6, trading at $1,350 an ounce. Palladium off $1, trading at $325 an ounce. The lows and the highs, the bids and the asks, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,055.20 for a low and $1,071.80 for a high. Some pretty impressive moves there. At $1,062.20, your gold would be up $227.50 year to year for a 27.26 return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the gold price at $1,066. We're trading just below that now. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it closed off 15 at 9,871. The NASDAQ was up a little bit, 1 at 2,140, and the S&P was off 3 at 1,073. Let's pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break, and our guest, Daryl Eberhart. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
And we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, October the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. We got good news, hard facts, workable solutions for you always. Today we're going to go back into our study of the missing gaps, if you will, in this bloody history of Papal Rome. Before we do that, let me close out the market report for the benefit of those that have just joined us after the top of the hour news, weather, and station identification. We find that the crude oil was still going higher, up 59 cents into early trading at $74.74 for a barrel of light sweet crude. Of course, gold was trading at $1,062.20 off $190 off its yesterday's also very high closing. The U.S. dollar index continues to slide. I don't know whether it'll get to that 71.18 point or not, but it's definitely continuing its downward plunge. It's now trading at 75.60 in Intercontinental Exchange's USDX, the foreign exchange rates. Let's go into those quickly, too. More changes there. The Canadian dollar up 28 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso strongly now at 8 cents. The euro, $1.49. That British pound is now $1.60, and the Swiss franc is very solidly placed at 98 cents. So, folks, the value of the dollar is declining, and as a result, all of the other currencies in the big basket of currencies out there are gaining strength. Gold is going up. Stock markets are, you know, questionable anyway. So much is happening in this world, Daryl. It's as if things are definitely shaking and trembling globally. We've got a lot on the plate this morning. Just to let everybody know, we're going to talk about World War II, and we're going to talk about the information that Daryl has gathered up and gleaned from so many sources over the years that I've been aware of his research. He's going to present a side of this history that maybe some of you are not familiar with. Certainly there's going to be conflict and controversy with some of the patriot mentality out there, their research that believe that everything's a Jew and there's a Jew behind every rock. We're going to paint a slightly different picture, and I'm going to give Daryl the opportunity to take the lead on today's broadcast because, quite frankly, he's done research that I haven't. And so, without any further ado, good morning, Daryl. Thanks for coming back again here on Become Vocal Local.
Hey, it's good to be on with you again, William. And since you mentioned that some of the other alternative media really blames everything on the Jews, I'll just throw this out. Since I don't have my own broadcast, I can't make the offer to do it, but I would be willing to debate any of these people that blame the Jews for everything, and I don't think they would want to debate me, but if they do, and anyone, any of the listeners want to pass it on to any of those people, they can do that. If they want to have me on their broadcast to debate them as to who the real bad guys are that are running things, carrying out all these mass murders every 50 to 100 years, what I call mass murder sprees, I'd be willing to do that.
Well, I certainly would. I would extend the platform of this broadcast. I'd be more than happy to moderate that kind of a debate. I welcome it. I think what we really need, and I know, you know, Daryl, we've talked off air on numerous occasions. I know that you're seeking the truth. I've always been seeking the truth, at least since the last 20 years or so of my life. And so if we need to go anywhere to find that truth, then it's worth the challenge, in my opinion. But you have done an incredible amount of research in this area, and you've brought out things that when I look at it, I just scratch my noggin sometimes too. So why don't we start laying down just a verbal foundation under some of this, because we come into German language and other languages that you understand well that maybe the audience is not familiar with. So maybe we want to just define some terms and then proceed into the history.
Right. And let me make just two points very quickly, and that is a lot of the findings that I have come across, excellent research, has been by Roman Catholics. Some by former Roman Catholics, but some of the most important ones I've come across have been written by Roman Catholics, such as John Cornwell, his book about Pope Pius XII. Vicars of Christ by Peter DeRosa, a little bit earlier period, but still the history of the popes. So I owe a lot that I have found out to Roman Catholics. And the second point I want to make is that I love many individual Roman Catholics. I grew up in a home where my mom was Methodist, my dad was Roman Catholic, he still is, and 90% of my relatives are Roman Catholic. And I've mentioned this before, but I think it's important in case we have any new listeners. 90% of my friends are Roman Catholic, and most of my relatives come from very large families. So I have many aunts and uncles that I love very dearly, first cousins that are all Roman Catholic. I married a beautiful Roman Catholic lady back in the late 60s, so I love many individual Roman Catholics. I just want to make that point. And to say I'm a Catholic hater or something, I think is a real ridiculous stretch. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here in the same house with my dad right now. So,
yeah, so that's a good point, and it's well taken, because, you know, we really need to be able to separate out the head from the body, if you will. The body of the various churches generally are very sincere people. They've come to the various faiths for particular reasons, for their own enrichment, for their own spiritual expression. But what goes on at the heads of the corporations is sometimes not what you'd find down in the pews. And, you know, the obfuscatory linguistics, if you will, there couldn't be anything better than to bring out a fraud, if you will, or a charade, a false front at the level of the pew, you know, in the pulpit, that is doesn't even remotely reflect what's going on in the boardroom and in the back room.
Yes, and pew Catholics are subjected to the same problem that low-level Freemasons are, and that is that the vast majority of them have no idea how very evil and wicked is at the top, and how many covert, clandestine type things that their hierarchy is carrying out that they have no idea about, including the destruction of the, for American Roman Catholics, planning the destruction of this American Constitutional Republic, which they are just a hair away from finishing up. But, yeah, we're going to be covering World War II today, and I just thought of this about 10 minutes before you called, as I called up a couple of my documents, and one of them I have is about a 129-page document of definitions that I've pulled from different places, made some up myself, and I thought it'd be good to, for some of the listeners, because some of these terms are unfamiliar to some Americans, that we cover some of these. So,
well, we've got about 1 minute before the break, so let's get a few, or start with the first or second, and then we'll go into the break, and when we
right.
come back, we'll have a nice segment to go into those.
And I'm starting alphabetically here, and I'm going to run through, and hopefully we won't have any dead time here, both of us talking, because I don't have it on paper in front of me. I have to roll through here, scroll through. But anyway, the first word is Anschluss. Sounds like a term. It's German, of course, a noun. It means addition or union, but what I'm going to give them Webster's New World College Dictionary here, 4th edition, 2006. It says, political or economic union, specifically the annexation of Austria by Germany in 1938. And some movies that you'll see, you'll hear them about World War II, you'll hear them use that term, Anschluss. So the next one I want to cover is, as I race through here, is center party. And
okay, hold that center party
sure.
right there. We got the break on top of us. And folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest, Daryl Everhart. Your calls are welcome.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now, this is the greatest show on radio because Pia is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Returned once again, and so let's go into this now. Got to do a new system running here today, and so we'll see how we integrate with the bumper music, Daryl. But anyway, folks, I want you to just keep in mind that as we talked about we think about the United States of America and our history, we're talking about a couple hundred years. But as we now go into the very heart of Europe, we're going back thousands of years. And so get your notepads out and take notes and be very diligent students today, because we're going to start into something where there is stuff going on in the background that would just turn your head around in circles. Some of the countries in Austria, particularly Poland, Czechoslovakia, Prussia, some of these countries have gone from the beginning of man on this planet. So let's pick it up there. We just gave the first one, Anschluss. Is that right, Daryl?
That's right. And we're going to get into the center party here. And I was racing ahead while you were talking. And I'm going to not give them super long definitions. I've got some from my encyclopedias and that, but they usually leave out a lot of important, what I think are very important behind-the-scenes type things that are going on. So the Center Party was kind of a very large party in Germany, and let me go ahead and give them my definition of it. It's often seen in various books as Centrum, spelled C-E, as in Charlie, C-E-N-T-R-U-M, or Centrum, and it's spelled with a Z-E-N-T-R-U-M party. And basically, it's the German Roman Catholic Center Party. In German, it would be Zentrum Partei, I guess, was a powerful political party in Germany in the 19th century and early 20th century, up to and at the very start of World War II. Well, actually, it kind of died out right at the start of World War II, and I'll explain that in a second. But especially in the 1920s and 1930s, it was very powerful in Germany, political party. Its main power base was in predominantly Roman Catholic Bavaria, and for the geographically challenged, that's in southern Germany. And Bavaria has long been a Jesuit stronghold for centuries in Germany. The German Roman Catholic Center Party's endorsement of and unanimous vote for the Enabling Act of 1933 that was crucial. It gave Hitler the two-thirds majority he needed to assume dictatorial powers in Germany. And one of the main guys, he was one of the top leaders of the Center Party that really pushed the German Catholic Party here, Center Party, to endorse this Enabling Act, was a good friend of Eugenio Pacelli, who would become Pope Pius XII, and this man's name was Monsignor Ludwig Koss, and he was the main guy that helped helping with the negotiating of the Concordat between Nazi Germany, and because there initially was and the Vatican, there initially was some resistance within the Centrum Party, this Roman Catholic Party in southern Germany, especially to Hitler, but their leaders told them, you know, stop it. You're not allowed to buck the system here. He's being backed from the very top. And so basically they took away the political power of Germans, the German Catholics, through this Monsignor Koss, and he got his orders direct from Eugenio Pacelli again, who became Pope Pius XII. The next one I want to give is Croatia, because hopefully we'll cover that either this week or next week, because Croatia was a spot where we saw a horrible Holocaust that resulted into, and the million figure is the best one I've been able to come up with, up to a million Serb Orthodox Christians were butchered in Avro Manhattan, who wrote a book, he called it the Vatican's Holocaust. And that took place in Croatia from 1941 to 1945, carried out by a group that I'll give the definition hopefully later also, called the Ustashi. It was a Roman Catholic action group. And so let me give them first a definition from Webster's New World Dictionary, Second College Edition, 1974. It says about Croatia, a republic, and I would say it's a former constituent republic, it was there 1946 to 1991, of the Federated People's Republic of Yugoslavia in the northwest part, formerly until 1918 a kingdom. Now, what I would add to that definition is in the early 1940s, it was an independent Roman Catholic fascist state. It was basically a puppet state set up. It was an ally of Nazi Germany, and, of course, it was run by a guy named Ante Pavelić, and we'll cover him also later. But it became an independent republic in 1991 with the breakup of the Federated People's Republic of Yugoslavia. And the key thing for folks to remember is that Yugoslavia, Serbia, which was made up of Serbia, Croatia, and other entities, World War I and World War II, they were at the front of the incendiary sparks that kind of set off these wars. It's an area called the Balkans, and it's still to this day, as we know, the U.S. got involved there during, I think it was Clinton's time, in bombing the heck out of Serbia. But anyway, the next one we want to talk about is fascism, because fascism really came to the fore just before World War II broke out. And there were a lot of fascist states in Europe, and, of course, one of the primary ones was Italy. But here's the definition of fascism from Webster's New World Dictionary, Second College Edition, 1974, meaning number two. It says, a system of government characterized by rigid one-party dictatorship, forcible suppression of opposition, private economic enterprise under centralized governmental control. Sounds like a lot of stuff that's happening in some places we know today, doesn't it?
Well, one of the things that is in my mind, so telling about the idea of fascism and the connections to the United States. If you go back and look at some of the sculptures that you'll find around Washington, D.C., folks, you'll find the fascia bundle all the time. You know, even on I think it's on one of our dimes, the back
yes.
dime. The fascia bundle is basically sticks, if you will. The laws, the rods of iron, ruled by rods of iron, the law, and then bundled inside of that is an axe, and usually the head of the axe is out, and one of the, I don't know whether it was a Remington statue or not, but one of the more famous statues of George Washington seated, he's seated, and his left hand, I believe, is on the top of what is a bundle, a fascia bundle, but there's a cloth in the sculpture draped over and concealing the head of that axe. And you find the same thing around Lincoln's statuary as well. So fascism has been with us ever since the Roman Empire, for sure. And it has shown itself in many different ways. Benito Mussolini basically called it corporatism. But we have the wealth of corporations and the force or that axe of government.
And the fascists, those bundles and that, I believe, are in the U.S. Senate, aren't they, on some of the symbols that they have up there. But anyway, back to that thing, it says that what they're characterizing that fascism is made up of, and I'll start it again, is rigid one-party dictatorship. Of course, we have Party A and Party B of the same Socialist Party here in the U.S., forcible suppression of opposition, private economic enterprise under centralized government control, belligerent nationalism, racism, and militarism, etc. First instituted in Italy in 1922. Now, I'm going to add my comment here. Interestingly, Civiltà Cattolica, which is a major Jesuit publication or periodical, stated, fascism is the regime that corresponds most closely to the concepts of the Church of Rome. Isn't that interesting?
Very telling.
So the next thing is fifth column, and we covered that. I gave the definition for the Spanish Civil War last week, but and we'll pick that up at the end of the break here.
Absolutely. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, folks. Your calls are welcome today at 866-841-1065.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And before we go further with our Daryl's definition of fifth column, I just want to apologize publicly. I've been misspelling Daryl's name on the archives, folks. It is not spelled with a D, and I'm going to go back in right after the broadcast and clean that up. My error, Daryl, and I apologize for misspelling your name. It's an unusual last name, but certainly I should have been more attentive in that myself. But let's go back to this fifth column, this Roman Catholic fifth column, which sounds so discriminatory to many. But what is your take on that?
Okay, and by the way, I want the listeners, if they would, during the next break, to grab a pen or pencil and some paper, and I'll just give them the titles of about 5 books, and they can Google search them. That'll give them a lot of information about World War II. But let me go ahead and give the dictionary definition of that in case we have some new listeners, because it's a short definition. It's Webster's New World Dictionary, Second College Edition, 1974, fifth column. It says, first used by the Spanish nationalist General Mola, 1936, who, besieging Madrid, which is the capital of Spain, with four columns from the outside, boasted of having a fifth column within. And so their number one thing is those people in Madrid who aided the forces of Francisco Franco, I would add Vatican supported Francisco Franco, in his uprising against the Spanish Republic, 1936-1939. Number two, any group of people who give aid and support to the enemy from within their country, and of course a person who does that is called a fifth columnist. And I want to give them Avro Manhattan. He's got a very good definition that I pulled from his book excerpt from pages 265-266. Of his book, The Vatican, Moscow, Washington Alliance. Here's what he says about fifth columnists. To talk about Roman Catholic fifth columnists sounds discriminatory. Yet one generation ago, he's talking about during World War II, Roman Catholic minorities helped to destroy democratic Europe, and he's talking about the period just prior to and during World War II. They did by cooperating with Hitler. Again, who were gathered inside the Trojan horses to help Hitler toppled the political and, yes, even the military structures of Belgium and France, and I'm going to add this, they did it also to Yugoslavia. Back to the quote. Once more, we find individual Catholic leaders or Catholic groups intimately connected with the hierarchies and, therefore, with the Vatican and Pope Pius XII. In France, we meet a papal knight, Pierre Laval, a Jesuit-trained general, Weygand, and I hope I'm pronouncing these correctly, another prominent Catholic, Marshal Pétain. If active Catholic minorities contributed to the disintegration of European democracy, an active Catholic minority could do the same in the United States. And I would just mention that in Yugoslavia, there were many high-level Roman Catholics in the government and the army that when the German army invaded, they betrayed their countrymen, they betrayed their oaths to their constitution, to their people, by showing the Germans where planes were hidden, ammunition was hidden, and this happened also in France when the Germans finally occupied the entire country. They initially occupied only part of it. So it's something that we need to keep in mind, that a fifth column within a country can be a dangerous thing when the enemy shows up at your doorstep.
Well, it certainly can, and especially in America today, the way that our system of government has been has devolved into this idea of agencies and administrations. Typically, these people that head up these areas or hold principal posts are appointed or simply hired. They're not elected, and so they operate behind the scenes, which would be an ideal location to be that fifth column in the Trojan horse of administrative or agency America.
Okay. Now, and again, we're moving along alphabetically here, God willing, through this 129-page document I've got. Our next one definition is of General Reinhard Gehlen, and it's one I put together. Jesuit-controlled Knight of Malta, General Reinhard Gehlen. And that's interesting because the three top heads of the various intelligence agencies were all Knights of Malta, whether it was the United States, whether it was the Soviet Union, or whether it was Nazi Germany. Well, I might as well, I'll give them those names in a minute. But anyway, General Reinhard Gehlen was Adolf Hitler's top intelligence man against Soviet military forces during World War II. In other words, the Eastern Front. After World War II, General Reinhard Gehlen was brought to the USA. I think they put him on a special general's plane, where he helped to set up the Central Intelligence Agency with fellow American Knight of Malta, William Wild Bill Donovan. Of course, William Donovan was the head of the predecessor to the CIA during World War II. It was called the Office of Strategic Services. So there's your second Knight of Malta. And I'll just, as an aside, tell them the second Knight of Malta, remember, this is an organization that's co-located with and under the direct command of the Jesuit Superior General, the Black Pope in Rome. Okay, the third one was Prince Anton Terkel, and he was the head of Soviet intelligence during World War II, and he used Jesuits for his couriers. So don't you find that interesting that guys on opposite sides that are fighting each other, you have Jesuit-controlled guys running both sides' intelligence organizations?
Well, I think Wellington and Napoleon would have to agree.
And then, of course, the final thing about Reinhard Gehlen, not only did he help set up the CIA, but he would later help to set up the Israeli Mossad.
Isn't that
yes? Very interesting how this all works. Okay, here's genocide, and I've got a couple good definitions by other people, because there was quite a bit of genocide going on during World War II, not just the Jews, but also Serb Orthodox Christians, for an example. This is per Frank Chalk and Kurt Jonasson, co-authors of The History and Sociology of Genocide, page 23. They said, a form of one-sided mass killing in which a state or other authority, and I'm going to add this myself, like a religious authority, back to the quote, intends to destroy a group as that group or membership in it is defined by the perpetrator of the genocide. Here's one by Professor R.J. Rummel. He's author of Death by Government, page 31. About genocide, he says, among other things, the killing of people by a government because of their indelible group membership, race, ethnicity, religion, or language. And here's what Webster's 7th New Collegiate Dictionary, 1971, says. The deliberate and systematic destruction of a racial, political, or cultural group. And of course, we've seen that throughout history, and certainly a lot of it during World War II. Next definition, as I'm racing through this little document, is about Himmler. And there were actually two Himmlers. Most, I think, people who have seen World War II movies know about Heinrich Himmler, and let me give you my definition of old Heinrich Himmler. Heinrich Himmler was born in 1900, and he allegedly committed suicide by biting into a cyanide capsule in 1945. Some of these suicides, and I'm not saying his in particular or Hitler's, but some of them, there's a lot of researchers believe they were faked. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he supposedly committed suicide by biting into a cyanide capsule in 1945. During World War II, Heinrich Himmler was the apparent head, and I say apparent for a reason, of the Nazi SS and the Gestapo, although author Edmund Paris believes that his uncle, a Jesuit priest, actually was the real head of the SS and Gestapo. Now, so far, Paris is the only one that we've been able to pin down that has evidence on this, and everything else that Paris said is true. We haven't been able to get a secondary source, and obviously a lot of records have been destroyed since World War II or been hidden. But let me go ahead and give you Heinrich Himmler, Father Himmler's uncle here. Kurt Heinrich Himmler, and by the way, this is Edmund Paris's definition here where he's going to talk about both of the men. Kurt Heinrich Himmler was chief of the Gestapo. That my addition here is it's a secret police force of the German Nazi state, which meant he had in his hand the essential reins of power of the Nazi regime. Was it his personal merits which earned him such a high position? Did Hitler see in him a superior genius when he compared him, Heinrich Himmler, to the creator of the Jesuit order, which is, of course, Ignatius of Loyola? It is certainly not what the testimonies of those who knew him imply, as they saw in him nothing more than mediocrity. In other words, they didn't think very too highly of this guy's intelligence. Back to the quote. Was the star of Heinrich Himmler shining with a borrowed brightness? Was it really Kurt Heinrich Himmler, the ostensible, in other words, apparent chief, who actually reigned over the Gestapo and the Secret Services? Who was it that was sending millions of people deported for political reasons and Jews to their death? Was it the flat-faced nephew, or was it the Jesuit priest uncle, the former canon of the Court of Bavaria, one of Ledeckowski, he was the Jesuit superior general then, one of Ledeckowski's favorites, a Jesuit father and superior officer of the Nazi SS? Something to think about. Here's, because there were Jesuits, by the way, in the Central Security Service of the Nazi SS. You had Jesuits and other Catholic priests take off their little black robes and put on the black uniforms of the SS. They were the primary group that advisors and that went with the Einsatzgruppen, the special killer squad that swept through Ukraine and other places during World War II.
All right, we'll be right back after this break, folks. Very interesting stuff today. Take notes. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out. Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we have returned once again. Let's just go right back to you, Durham. Pick up right where we left off going into the break.
Yeah, it's going to give them the definition of Adolf Hitler, but why don't we save that for right now? Let me just give them, I'm just going to give them the titles of the book and the author, and they can do their own Google search, because some of these books are out of print, but the used copies, as far as I know, are still available. Some of them are available. The first one I'll tell them is available at Barnes & Noble, and that's Hitler's Pope. And I was searching frantically for it during the break, but to make sure I remembered the exact title. But you don't need to write down a subtitle. I'll just tell you the subtitle. But Hitler's Pope, if you just type in Hitler's Pope, and the author is John Cornwell. He's a Roman Catholic, by the way, award-winning journalist. The subtitle is The Secret History of Pius XII. In other words, Pope Pius XII, Eugenio Pacelli. But here's a book written by a Roman Catholic that really tells the story of what was going on just prior World War II, especially how you had Monsignor Ludwig Koss, the head of the German Centrum Party, one of the top leaders in it, that really pushed the Catholics to support, at least the leadership of the party in that, to support Adolf Hitler. And it certainly shows that Eugenio Pacelli, who became Pope Pius XII, was not kind of a hero that the Roman Catholic Church portrays him, but rather he was very anti-Jewish. Even he includes the writings in here of Pacelli show that he was very anti-Jewish. But anyway, they can get it at Barnes & Noble, or they can Google search it on the internet. Hitler's Pope by John Cornwell. It's a pretty thick book. Let me see here. about 426 pages with a nice subject index, and I always love it when books have a subject index. Book I've mentioned frequently, I believe, during the last 2 or 3 weeks, Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Paris. And by the way, the man was born a Roman Catholic. And the Paris is spelled, Edmund is E-D-M-O-N-D, Edmund Paris, The Secret History of the Jesuits. And then looking in the back of the book, that's about a little over 200 pages. Excellent book to show you World War One and World War Two, how it was the Jesuits and Papal Rome that fomented it, not the Zionist Jews. Another book by Edmund Paris, this book is out of print, but I believe there's still used copies floating around. It's called The Vatican Against Europe. The Vatican Against Europe, and it is a very thick book, paperback, a little over 300 pages. Next book is The Vatican's Holocaust, and that's a 236-page paperback, 1986, by Avro Manhattan, who, by the way, was a Knight of Malta. Protestants can be Knights of Malta. Most of them are Roman Catholic, but there's been a few Protestants. Avro Manhattan, A-V-R-O. Manhattan, as you spell Manhattan, like in New York. The Vatican's Holocaust has pictures and photographs of the perpetrators of one of the worst mini Holocausts in the world's history. Like I said, up to 1 million innocent Serb Orthodox Christian men, women, and children were butchered by the Roman Catholic Ustashi in that fascist state of Croatia. And this book looks like it's about a little over 230 pages paperback. Again, it's called The Vatican's Holocaust. If you want to know what happened in Croatia during World War II, that's an excellent book. The final book is one I just picked up recently. It's called The Popes Against the Jews. The subtitle is, don't need to write it down, The Vatican's Role in the Rise of Modern Antisemitism. It's by David I. Kurtzer, and the last name is K-E-R. T is in tango, Z-E-R, David I. Kurtzer. It's called The Popes Against the Jews, and it's a very, very thick paperback, pretty fairly recent origin. Very nice subject index, 355 pages. So I think if they'd look in those books, they'll be able to find a little bit to back up some of the things that I'm saying here.
And let's also get out your website for the audience once again, Daryl. It's www.toughissues.org, if you want to get some of the writings that Daryl has put together on his website. That's the site to get it, folks, toughissues.org. Okay, we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, Daryl. Let's continue.
Right, and let's give them, and by the way, on toughissues.org, and issues is plural, I-S-S-U-E-S, read Bloody Hands. It's under the title Bloody Hands. The full title is Bloody Hands and Wicked Hearts. And you'll get a very good look at Roman Catholic genocide that they've carried out against various groups, Jews, Bible-believing Christians throughout history. Let's give Adolf Hitler, and this is a quote I put together. Adolf Hitler was born in Austria in 1889 and allegedly died in 1945, another one of these suicides that we're not 100% sure the guy really did commit suicide. Jesuit, and we're not going to get into any of that. Jesuit-controlled Roman Catholic German Knight of Malta, Franz von Papen, was one of the top players involved in putting Adolf Hitler into power. And as we already mentioned, the German Roman Catholic Center Party, or Centrum Party's endorsement of it, an unanimous vote for the Enabling Act of March 1933 was crucial in giving Adolf Hitler, the two-thirds majority he needed to assume total dictatorial power in Germany. And again, it was a Roman Catholic Monsignor, and I believe this guy's a Jesuit, Ludwig Kaas, K-A-A-S. And again, he was the leader, if not the top leader, of the Roman Catholic Center Party at that time. He was the one that pushed that party to endorse that Enabling Act that really just put Hitler into, absolute, what are the names of some of these absolute despots? It just made them, it took away any counters, checks and balances in Nazi Germany. Hitler made him generalissimo of the army and everything. Hitler
is today's Christian Social Democratic Party in Germany the continuation of that?
Sort of, because they're really more based across the entire country than The Roman Catholic Center Party did have some stuff up in the north, but very little. They were almost totally a powerhouse down in Bavaria.
Okay.
Anyway, Hitler signed a concordat with the Jesuit-controlled Vatican in 1933. Both Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini, these two absolute dictators in their countries, and of course Benito Mussolini was fascist Italy's leader during World War II, were Roman Catholic dictators. They were never excommunicated by the Roman Catholic Church despite their numerous crimes against humanity, and I find that very interesting. As a matter of fact, when Hitler died, a high requiem mass was said for him when he allegedly committed suicide was said for him in Francisco Franco's Roman Catholic police state in Spain. Hitler said the following, and this is quite interesting, about the Jesuit order. Above all, I have learned from the Jesuits. And so did Lenin, too, as far as I recall. The world has never known anything quite so splendid as the hierarchical structure of the Roman Catholic Church. There are quite a few things I have simply appropriated from the Jesuits for the use of the party, and he means the Nazi party. So I thought that's kind of an interesting quote from Adolf Hitler.
Well, for anyone that's ever read Mein Kampf, I have three different editions of that. But anyone that's ever studied it and looked at it, he basically was taking something here, you know, something borrowed, something new, something old, something blue, to use the phrase. That was basically how he was building his system. He tried to find the best, if you will, of the worst, and he built his system around that. So we can certainly understand that when he was looking for a secret service or a secret police system, looking to the Jesuits would be a natural.
For sure, as we mentioned, I think a couple weeks ago, the Jesuits and some of their people, and of course Cardinal Richelieu was one of the top guys that had an intelligence service that covered like about four or five countries of Europe and had up to 10,000 secret agents. So, yeah, these guys are expert in intelligence, and that's why we noted during World War II that we had three Jesuit-controlled Knights of Malta running not only – well, they were also running the British, but the British weren't as big a player as the U.S., Germany, and the Soviet Union. We find all three of them, Jesuit-controlled Knights of Malta, running those intelligence services. Next definition is Holocaust, and that term really came to play at the end of World War II. And I'm going to give Webster's Seventh New Collegiate Dictionary 1971 definition. They have two, A and B here. A sacrifice consumed by fire, which is the primary definition. And number two is a thorough destruction, especially by fire. Well, they did actually burn quite a few Jews in the ovens, which the Holocaust deniers deny to this day. And yet there is so much overwhelming evidence in films and everything else to show that this really did take place, including some of the guards in that helped, or some of our military police in that, and regular infantry that liberated some of these horrible death camps, saw the actual results of it. And it wasn't just, you know, just disease and everything. And there's just, like I said, there's so much overwhelming evidence that it's amazing that there are some people in the alternative media that are still saying, you know, it didn't really take place.
Okay, folks, we'll be back right after the top of the hour break with our guest Daryl Eberhardt. Your calls are welcome. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. This is October the 14th, 2009. This is the second hour of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Visiting today with our guest, Daryl Everhart, as we go through some very interesting material that he has gathered together in regards to just what transpired in World War II, really, in that time period, as we come into the modern period. Who were some of the real power players behind the scenes? And so let's just pick it up right there in our discussion and proceed forward, Daryl.
Right, and I'm going to start off here with the Knights of Malta. Again, we gave this definition last week, but I've added a little bit to it, and here's what I have written out for them. The Jesuit-controlled Knights of Malta is a Roman Catholic religious military order headquartered in Rome with and under the direct command of the Jesuit Superior General, in other words, the Black Pope. Much of the wealth of the Knights Templar order, when it was suppressed in 1312, was given to the Knights of Malta. Many Jesuit-controlled Knights of Malta have held top-level positions in various governments, and we gave them the earlier one there during World War II. You had Franz von Papen, Knight of Malta, German, Catholic. He was, I believe, Vice Chancellor in Nazi Germany. They've also held top-level positions in the world's foremost intelligence agencies, and we gave them three examples there. William Wild Bill Donovan, General Reinhard Gehlen, and Prince Anton Terkel, heading up, respectively, the OSS. German intelligence on the Eastern Front, and Soviet intelligence during World War II. Of course, they've held top-level positions in international banking and in the publishing world. A number of Jesuit-controlled Knights of Malta continue to hold such positions. According to author and researcher Eric John Phelps, the following heads of the Central Intelligence Agency were all Knights of Malta: William Wild Bill Donovan, Joseph Donovan, as I mentioned earlier, head of the OSS, which is a predecessor to the CIA, Alan Dulles, who was also a high-level Freemason. You're going to find out that most of the people in very key positions in federal law enforcement and intelligence, not only in the United States but elsewhere, are either Knights of Malta or high-level Freemasons, or sometimes as Dulles, holding both of those, resumes. John McCone, William Casey, William Colby, George Tenet, and the current one, Leon Panetta. Next thing, the definition I want to cover is a black pope, and his name is Ledeckowski. And Mr. Ledeckowski here, he's got a very official-sounding name, just like the previous black pope. We've got a new black pope right now. And that's an interesting story right there, because black popes, like white popes, die in office, and we had Count Peter Hans Klovenhoof, slip of the tongue here, Kolvenbach, step down, supposedly, allegedly, and someone else took his place. But here's a guy who's another count. And, of course, you'll find out that a lot of these guys are nobility when you go back through history. But his name is Count Halke von Ledeckowski. And according to this definition comes from Edmund Paris. Again, he's the author of The Secret History of the Jesuits, a book I highly recommend. He says this: the German author Walter Hagen, H-A-G-E-N, gives us this discreet information. The Jesuits General, in other words, the Jesuit Superior General, Black Pope, Count Halke von Ledeckowski, was ready to organize, on the common basis of anti-communism, some collaboration between the German Secret Service and the Jesuit Order. As a result, within, as I mentioned this earlier, the SS Central Security Service, an organization was created, and most of its main posts were held by Roman Catholic priests wearing the black uniform of the Nazi SS. The Jesuit father, in other words, priest Himmler, who would have been the uncle of Heinrich Himmler, was one of its superior officers.
Okay, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this first break of the second hour, folks, with our guest Daryl Eberhardt. Your calls are welcome.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties, but you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com.
survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. This is the October the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast in our second hour, again with our guest Daryl Eberhardt, as we like to do on Wednesdays. We're going into some pretty interesting area here, touching some very interesting ground, finding a lot of these Knights of Malta and others involved not only in our government, but in the governments of Germany and the Soviet Union and so on and so forth. One thing that I would just call to the listeners' attention, if you want to Google something up, Scroogle it, Dogpilot, Webford, or however you browse, you might want to type in the Church of Gesu. Church of Gesu. It's G-E-S-U. And you'll find the temple, if you will, of the Jesuit order. And if you go up and do that search on Wikipedia, you can link off into some photographs, and you might take a look at it and read all around that. It's a rather interesting study in itself, but it'll give you a little idea when we're talking about the white pope and the black pope. Just what's going down there, and find out a little bit about another search that you can do on a browser if you have an internet-connected computer, is the Jesuit General, or Black Pope. Jesuit General is the way to type that in there, and then you'll be able to find out a little bit more about the new current Jesuit General and find out more about the Jesuit order in itself. We're coming up on the feast of St. Ignatius Loyola. I think it's on the 23rd. I could be mistaken on that. We just had this week the day of remembrance, if you will, of the suppression of the Knights Templar, which then became the Knights of Malta. So we're right in their time period. October is a big time. It's also a time when we've had lots of financial upheavals globally, and we might suggest reasons why. But back to you, Daryl.
Right, yeah, the Knights of Malta actually stepped in and took over some of the wealth of the Knights Templar. The Templars kind of went into hiding. Some went up to Scotland and that, but again, that's a long, different type topic. Let's cover Benito Mussolini briefly, because what I'm going to say about him, I seem to have found about many of these guys that were absolute despotic dictators in World War II. So Benito Mussolini was born in 1883. He was executed in 1945. And this Roman Catholic fascist dictator was the prime minister of Italy from 1922 to 1943. Jesuit Don Sturzo, who was chief of the Catholic Party in Italy. Isn't that always interesting? We seem to have these Jesuits and other Roman Catholics heading up all these Catholic political parties. Helped Mussolini to seize power. One of Mussolini's top advisors was a Jesuit priest named Pietro Tacci Venturi. So this is something I have kind of found throughout. There's always, whether it's Castro, he has a Jesuit, Lorenzo Almende or something, I forget the guy's exact name. The Sandinistas had Roman Catholic priests right up there at most of the top political positions in the country, the key positions. And Mussolini, and of course Hitler, and we find Franco, the worst of the despotic dictators in Europe in the period leading up to World War II and during World War II, had all kinds of agreements that they had signed, including official ones. And that, I'll jump back to what I have written here. Both Mussolini, Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler, signed official concordats with the Vatican. Pope Pius XI and Mussolini signed the Lateran Treaty in 1929. By the way, that restored the Vatican back to its political power. They had lost temporal power in Italy. They used to have a large stretch of land called the Papal States that they ruled with an iron fist and put down, suppressed their people horribly that were politically under their control. But it sort of looks like a deadly wound got healed there. Maybe they became a political power again, the Vatican State, in 1929 with this treaty that Mussolini had signed, because Italian patriots had taken away the Pope's temporal power a few decades earlier. In this concordant, Mussolini received the support he needed from the Roman Catholic Church to secure and maintain his power base as absolute dictator of Italy. In return, Roman Catholicism was once again made the official state religion in Italy. Both Mussolini and Hitler, Roman Catholic dictators, as I mentioned earlier, were never excommunicated by the Roman Catholic Church despite their numerous crimes against humanity. Next guy we want to cover, and we've mentioned him briefly already, is Franz von Papen. Remember, he's a German Roman Catholic who, I believe, he held the position of vice chancellor in Nazi Germany. And by the way, at the Nuremberg trials, he was brought before the Nuremberg courts. He walked. He was not convicted, and he went scot-free, and later became the Pope's Privy Chamberlain. just as we see other people who do jobs for the Vatican being rewarded, such as, what was that guy's name? John Harrison Surratt, who goes over after he helps participate in the plot to assassinate Abraham Lincoln. He gets made a member of the official bodyguard, and then when he dies, he gets a, I believe he got like a high requiem mass there with a, well, he, at least he had three priests officiating at his demise, and of course they helped get him off so that he was, when he was brought back for civil trial in 1867. So they do reward their people for a job well done, such as a guy named William Wild Bill Joseph Donovan, who received the, I believe it was the Order of Sylvester for a lifetime of service to the Vatican. This man who headed up our Office of Strategic Services during World War II. So let me go ahead and give the definition for him. Franz von Papen was a powerful German Roman Catholic and a Jesuit-controlled Knight of Malta. He helped to put Adolf Hitler into power, along with the German Roman Catholic Center Party, and we mentioned this earlier, whose unanimous vote for the Enabling Act of March 1933 allowed Hitler to assume total dictatorial power in Germany. Franz von Papen, and yes, here it is, was vice chancellor under Hitler. He and Hermann Göring went to the Vatican in order to work out a concordat with Papal Rome. Another guy that really helped with that, again, was that Monsignor Ludwig Koss, who I believe was also a Jesuit. At the end of World War II, Franz von Papen was brought before the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal. However, due to his high connections at the Vatican, he was not convicted. Later, Papal Rome would reward Franz von Papen for his services to the Vatican during World War II. He was appointed by Pope John XXIII as the German Privy Chamberlain to the Pope. Next guy we want to briefly mention is Edmund Paris, and we've mentioned he wrote two books, so here's what I've written for him. Frenchman Edmund Paris is the author of numerous books about the Vatican's and the Jesuit orders, global intrigues, and their involvement in fomenting wars, and he says they fomented both World War I and World War II. Paris, who was born a Roman Catholic, outlines in detail the Vatican's geopolitical maneuvering before, and I mean immediately preceding and during World War I and World War II in his two books entitled The Secret History of the Jesuits and The Vatican Against Europe that we mentioned earlier. He also wrote about the barbaric slaughter of up to 1 million innocent Serb Orthodox Christians by the Roman Catholic fascist state of Croatia in the 1940s in his book Convert or Die. I don't have that book, but I hope that some used copies are still out there.
Well, I certainly think, too, we might be able to find them on Alibri Books. Folks, we'll be right back after this 3-minute intermission with our sponsors. Stay with us.
Thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time, impervious to bacteria and mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, going through a little bit of history with Daryl Everhart. Daryl, let's just continue right along. Keep going.
Greg, could you tell them the exact website there that you said where they can Google for those?
Oh, go ahead.
Where they can Google for some of the books we're mentioning?
Oh, yes. Well, it's Alibri Books, I think it's what? A-L-I-B-R-I-S. It's one of the antiquarian book sellers that I use on the web. You might be able to find it there.
Okay, but that book was Convert or Die. It's one of Paris's books that I don't have, and I just made myself a little mental note to ask my – I'm not hooked to the Internet, to have my best friend's wife try to see if she can track me down, because I really do like his other two books. Let me give him one other book, and I'm just going to give the title, and they can search for it, that really ties into Catholic Church and Nazi Germany, and it's called The Catholic Church and Nazi Germany, and it's by Günter Louy, and that's spelled G U E N T as in tango, E R, Günter Louy, L E W Y. Again, the name of it is The Catholic Church, Nazi Germany. Real nice subject index, which I love, and it's over 400 pages. Very interesting book. And I think if they get some of those books we've mentioned, they're going to see that there's overwhelming documentation that World War II was a totally 100% Roman Catholic, Vatican, should we say, Roman Catholic Church State or the Vatican, instigated or choreographed, orchestrated affair, which was designed to have a bunch of carnage going on for at least 4 to 5 years that would wipe out a lot of their historic enemies, and that, of course, includes Orthodox Christians, Jews, and, of course, Protestants in the heavily bombed areas of northern Germany. Let me give the quote, Paris. He stated this about Papal Rome's responsibility for fomenting two world wars. Quoting Paris, he says, "The public is practically unaware of the overwhelming responsibility carried by the Vatican and its Jesuits in the starting of two world wars, a situation which may be explained in part by the gigantic finances at the disposition of the Vatican and its Jesuits, giving them power in so many spheres, especially since the last conflict." Now here's one of my favorite guys. We've been naming some villains. Here's one of my heroes from World War II, a guy named George S. Patton. And George S. Patton, he's a famous U.S. Army general during World War II, was born in 1885 and was murdered in 1945, feared by his counterparts in the German army. And these guys were so afraid of him. It was just like Stonewall Jackson during the American Civil War, where Union generals would try to determine where he was and move their military forces away so they wouldn't have to be the ones to engage them, because all the – I'm not being partisan here, but he whipped the snot out of whatever Yankee armies that he ran into. But anyway – Patton was feared by the same way by the Germans. So feared by his counterparts in the German army, Patton was known for his fearlessness in battle and for displaying bold initiative on the battlefield. General Patton was also, and I love this part, well known for speaking out about the foolishness of political leaders in the West, leaders who would be turning much of Europe over to a communist tyrant, in other words, Joe Stalin, immediately after freeing it from the Nazi tyrant, Adolf Hitler. And Stalin, by the way, was an even bigger mass murderer than Hitler. Yes, General Patton believed that it was utter stupidity to allow the Soviet Red Army to occupy much of Eastern Europe and even East Germany in the immediate aftermath of World War II. Soviet occupation of those nations would simply mean replacing national socialism, socialist slavery, with Soviet communist slavery. Because General Patton posed a threat to Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome's plans for a Cold War that would pit the capitalist West against the communist East, and its plans for continuing a modern-day Inquisition in those nations that would fall behind the Iron Curtain, he had to be eliminated. By the way, well, when those communist regimes were set up in Eastern Europe, they did carry out Inquisitions where they murdered intellectuals, scholars, teachers, anybody that was a nationalist, etc., horribly. But anyway, back to what I'm saying about Patton, he had to be eliminated. And there's a book, Target Patton, that they can get at Barnes & Noble, very good book. The Plot to Assassinate George S. Patton by Robert K. Wilcox makes a compelling case that the car crash that paralyzed General Patton was extremely suspicious, as was the unexpected death of Patton in a hospital 2 weeks after that suspicious vehicular accident. In his book Target Patton, we discovered that an Office of Strategic Services assassin named Douglas Bezzotta, OSS, claims that it was none other than OSS, remember Office of Strategic Services, Chief William Joseph Wild Bill Donovan, who put the hit contract out on General Patton. And according to researcher and author Eric John Phelps, Roman Catholic Irish American Donovan was a Knight of Malta. This would mean that Donovan's first loyalty was to the Vatican and not to the U.S. Constitution or to the American people. In fact, Donovan had previously, as I mentioned, received the Pope's Lateran Medal and was awarded the Medal of St. Sylvester, again, at a ceremony at the Vatican for a lifetime of service to the Roman Catholic Church, this head of our intelligence during World War II.
So one of the things that kind of strikes me as peculiar in all this time period and this repetition, you know, Daryl, is that when a president, you know, is elected, if you will, or selected in the United States of America, there's always the obligatory visit and blessing to the Pope, you know. But we don't make that kind of a pilgrimage of the presidents over to the head of the English Episcopal or Anglican Church. They don't go and visit and kiss anybody's hand. You know, they don't visit with John Hagee or any you know, the Crystal Cathedral or any of those. Or, you know, they do make their tour through their pet Israel just to keep that hegemony going. But you know, it is peculiar of all of the religious leaders on the planet, the one that all presidents must go and visit is the Pope.
Right. And it appears that while General George S. Patton was able to survive the suspicious vehicular accident, and by the way, he got shot with a high-powered air gun that shot either a large bolt, piece of metal, or a rock so that it would look like an accident. However, that didn't kill him. But anyway, he wasn't able to survive his stay at the hospital. And Patton had actually made a spectacular recovery from his injury, so much so that his doctors planned to allow him to return home to the USA, and it was just shortly before his planned release that he died. And Bezzotta said that someone went in there and they either administered a spray on him or they gave him a shot or something, but it made it look like pneumonia and heart failure and everything. But basically, well, I'll tell you, it is believed that Patton was probably given a special injection that quickly terminated him, and his efforts to get some very important truths out about World War II to the American people, and a lot of folks don't know this, Patton was preparing to resign. This is unheard of for a big general to resign so that, because he was wealthy in his own right, and he would have given up his military pension and everything so that he could he wouldn't be tied any longer to the military. And when he came back, he was going to tell the truth about what really went on in World War II, the betrayal of all those Eastern European peoples, turning them over to a Soviet dictatorship in those different countries, and about the 20 to 25,000 American POWs that had been left behind there, allowed the Red Army to take them and work them to death at salt mines and building canals, etc. And the foolishness of our leaders, and I don't even call it foolishness, it was treason, high treason by Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Truman to allow all of Eastern Europe to fall under that Iron Curtain, and also Patton having his fuel cut off to allow the Soviets to move in and occupy those areas. There was a lot of evil stuff that went on behind the scenes in World War II, and Patton didn't like it, and he was going to spill his guts.
Well, it's a shame that we were not blessed with that information, because it would be a chapter in history I would certainly like to read. And I agree. I think that we have been not only lied to repeatedly, and, you know, it's suppressio veri, folks, the suppression of truth. It's been a fraud forever from a legal standpoint. It's a legal maxim, suppressio veri, the suppression of truth. We're bringing it out today. We'll be back again right after this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Turn once again right here on Become Vocal Local, heading into the last half hour of today's broadcast with our guest, Daryl Eberhardt. Daryl, there's a lot of very interesting material that you put out so far today. Let's go ahead and continue. We've got a nice long segment here and continue laying down these various little missing gaps that are oftentimes overlooked.
Right, and again, we're giving them these definitions, and God willing, next week we'll really get into World War II, and I think these definitions that we've given, showing them a lot of the key players in that, will really help. Just a couple quick more things about Patton. General Patton was very popular in the United States, despite some parts of the media that really went after. Remember the slapping of the shell-shocked soldier and that took a lot of heat, but he was never relieved of his command because Eisenhower and the others knew that they would probably lose it to the German armies if they didn't have Patton around. At least they would not have been able to come up with an ultimate victory, and that's for sure. Patton had planned to come back, by the way, and there were several key people in the U.S. that wanted him to run for office, and they were pretty sure he would beat anybody that he would have taken on. And I'm not going to get into it too much, but the accident was a total setup. They had people paid off to do certain things, pull the truck right in front of his car, etc., with the guy with the air gun, which was Bezzotta. And by the way, Douglas Bezzotta passed at least two two of the best at the time lie detector tests that where he made the assertions, and there were other people too, by the way, that helped to provide information to show it was a total setup. But he was paid $10,000 from William Wild Bill Joseph Donovan, the Knight of Malta, who was in charge of the OSS that had put out the contract. And it was an NKVD, which became the KGB. So in other words, the Soviets' internal security forces working with the OSS made sure that Patton was murdered. And that's interesting.
Can you imagine what would the following or the subsequent years been like had it been Patton as opposed to Eisenhower as president?
And let me give a final point also on Patton, and I don't know if a lot of folks know this, but Patton wanted to go after the Russians big time. He figured the Soviet army did not want them to occupy Eastern Europe. He had people that from the Ukrainians and others that were fighting against the Soviet Union, and some of them did indeed fight on the side of the German army because they wanted to liberate their country from Joseph Stalin's communistic tyranny. And these people came to him, they begged him, please let us join up with you and we'll fight with the American army and let us liberate our lands from this horrible tyrant, Joseph Stalin. And Patton was very open to that idea. And Patton figured he would prevent a lot of trouble in the future. He actually told some high-level U.S. generals, and it got back to the U.S. politicians, that he would start a conflict with the Soviet army, the Red Army, and drive them back to their own border. He said, the Ruskies don't have the heart to fight us, and we're much better prepared to fight them. Even though the Soviet army was very large at the time, they didn't have near the excellent logistics system that the U.S. army had. And with his armored tactics and everything, it probably would have been a less than a month war where he would have driven the Red Army all the way back to the border and truly liberated all of Eastern Europe and not placed them under a different tyranny. So that was known, and there was no way that this man was going to come out of that war alive.
Well, you know, we're playing a game of three-dimensional chess when we start to get into the geopolitical aspect of things. And this stuff has been planned out so far in advance. You know, Albert Pike even talked about it in his early writings, looking for three world wars for specific reasons and against specific times and in different theaters. They're playing a game, and unfortunately, for Patton and so many other people, they get involved and they put their heart and their soul into it, but again, not having the benefit of the inside knowledge that we've been able to drag together in the last 20 years, and our ability to look back in the rearview mirror, even today, on the various battlefronts, we've got people, I'm sure, that are totally sincere and dedicated, but they don't realize that they're just pawns in a much bigger game of chess.
And that's why Israel must not be allowed to go down the tubes, because they have to keep that little pot stirred there in a place called the Middle East, And that's why you see all these high-level Freemasons, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, that are in charge of Israel, almost every single leader, and in charge of all of the major potential combatants and combatants against Israel. When you look at King Hussein of Jordan, the previous King Hussein of Jordan was a high-level Freemason, Saddam Hussein, high-level Freemason. So they've got to keep that pot stirred, and I think we're probably already in the early stages of World War III when the books are written. But when you look at Afghanistan, Iraq, and if we end up going into Iran, imagine how that's going to inflame the entire world of Islam, the entire Arab world, against the United States of America. And that is what Papal Rome wants. They want to use our troops to help carry out a crusade in the Middle East, and in the process end up, can you imagine if they just use a few tactical nukes whenever our forces start concentrating, say, for an invasion of Iran, fire a couple tactical nukes, have the Chinese and Russians come in on the side of Iran. And by the way, both of those countries have had arms deals and special alliances behind the scenes, and not just behind the scenes, but defense alliances and stuff with Iran. Can you imagine us losing most of our military over there? What would happen to the U.S. then?
Well, I haven't read the article, but I have seen it on Bloomberg. There was a discussion about the rebuff that Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton received from the Russians when she went over there looking for some support for some action against Iran. I don't know whether they ushered her out. I don't know whether they served her a cold lunch. But she didn't achieve the political goal that she had sought when she went. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of shaking going on. And I can imagine, but I certainly don't want to go through an attack on Iran. It would be it will be World War III, in my opinion.
Right. And the word I was looking for is there's been mutual defense pacts between Russia, Soviet Union, and Iran. So look out. Whenever that happens, I think, and like I said, it would inflame the entire Islamic and Arab worlds against the United States of America. If Americans think a lot of people hate our guts now, wait till that would happen.
Well, just go up and do a Google Earth, folks, and that's one of the powers that we do have on the Internet. If you haven't, other maps and atlases in your house, and just fly over Iran and fly over Afghanistan and look at the ground there and understand why they have been strong for centuries and centuries. You know, this is not going to be blowing around on the sand dunes in Iraq. This is a whole other strategy, and it would take a lot of men on the ground to be able to succeed over there, or just nuclear holocaust.
Yeah, just Afghanistan alone, for an example. The British, the top army of the world at the time, the most professional army, and, of course, the Soviet Union, when they invaded Afghanistan, poured in all kinds of military equipment, helicopter, gunships, tanks, etc. And with that mountainous terrain and that, they weren't able to defeat the ragtag Afghani forces.
That's right. And, you know, it's, you have to bring everything with you because you're not going to be able to come into Chicago and restock at the nearest Walmart, you know.
That's for sure. Well, let's get back to Auntie Pavlich. I think we should be able to finish up these definitions. And Anton or Auntie Pavlich, he was the Roman Catholic dictator of fascist Croatia. As we find out, all these dictators are Roman Catholics and in fascist countries in the 1940s, along with his two Jesuit buddies, I have in quotes here, Archbishops Aloysius Stepanić and Ivan Saric. They're actually Jesuit Monsignors, and they're in archbishop positions, I think Zagreb and Sarajevo. So between these two Jesuits in archbishop positions, Stepanić and Saric, and Stepanić, the Podglavnik, I forget what the exact term, but he was absolute dictator in Croatia. Between these guys, they choreographed a brutal genocide that took the lives of up to 1 million innocent Serb Orthodox Christians, men, women, and children. And many of those Serb Orthodox Christians, they weren't just murdered. They were brutally tortured prior to being murdered. There were forced conversions, and then they would slit their throats so they couldn't change their mind after they converted to Roman Catholicism. But the Croatian Roman Catholic hierarchy provided maximum support to Croatia's brutal fascist regime during World War II, as they did to Nazi Germany, fascist Italy, etc. And at the end of World War II, isn't this interesting? The Vatican helped this arch war criminal, Auntie Pavlich, the butcher of the poor Orthodox Serbian Christians, along with many other fascist and Nazi war criminals, to hide out in Roman Catholic monasteries and convents until they could be safe, including, in, by the way, in Rome, where until they could be safely moved to other countries such as Argentina via the Vatican rat lines. And by the way, our own military intelligence gave that nickname to these safety valve escape routes for these war criminals. The Vatican rat line
has always been a rope that comes down from a sinking ship, folks, to the dock. So anyway, we'll be right back after this break for the final segment of today's broadcast. Stay with us.
It's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time, impervious to bacteria and mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And we've returned once again, and Daryl's website is toughissues, plural, toughissues.org, toughissues.org. You can go up and look at that website and find a lot of this material right there on the website. And Daryl, because I know that we have a lot of listeners and many that listen on the archives wouldn't be able to call in, raise a question if they had one. I know I'll get emails today. But what would you say to those, again, that, you know, would question this line? You've shown very carefully the very prominent Jesuit and Catholic people that were in all of the highest levels. How was it able to co-opt so many Jewish people into working to facilitate and to bring this issue forward for them?
Because most people, whether they're Jews, whether they're Muslims, whether they're so-called Protestants, whether they're Catholics, most people that are given a chance to have power and or wealth and or young girls or young boys, in other words, all their wildest dreams are provided for them. Most people, as I mentioned earlier, most people who are Jews, Muslims, and Christians are secular. And there's for most of them, there is no true, real, abiding relationship with God, and they like, well, throughout, doesn't history show that there are always people that love wealth and power, and they'll betray even their own countries or their own peoples?
I think that not only does history show it, but our modern day news shows it every single day. I like to say that brass ring of power, folks, it doesn't really know sect or race or color, tongue, tribe, creed, any of that. A man starts to get a little bit of a desire for power, once he starts to feel power, just about nothing, short of even walking over coals, will stop you from continuing to go. And if you can look out, and this is, I think, one of the very important things here, Daryl, is that this is one of the places that religion has worked in tandem with government. But when you can look out, and especially education, when you can look out across the young people and you can cherry pick, let's say a William Jefferson Clinton, for instance, you find young people that have promise. The Illuminati, the Adam Weishaupt crew, they looked for these young people that had promise. They showed intellect. They showed the ability to learn. They showed an ability to deal with languages, etc. And you open the door for them and start to pave the way, whether they're involved in the Opus Dei or any of the Masonic order or any of the various the multitude of fraternal organizations that are out there. Somebody wants power, or you think that they're capable of dealing with it effectively. If you can pave the way, then there's a bond of debt that starts to build. And if they start to become wealthy, the other day we talked about this Roman Abramovich, one of the Forbes billionaires. I think he's number 51 in their list. Fabulously wealthy Russian Jew. And he's tied in with the government early on. I mean, he started out, he and his wife, with a little doll factory, a home doll factory, and he's one of the very wealthy now today. But if you follow along, I guess, if you take your orders well, do the things that are asked of you at the right time and in the right place, you can just get advanced and advanced and advanced in this system. And so, yes, I think there is a possibility, Daryl, that you're right on that. A lot of the people that have gotten prominence, part of it, in my understanding, is the opportunity to have that little moment in the sun. Certainly the Holocaust, you know, the Holocaust industry, as Norman Finkelstein has written about in his book, it was a very convenient for both parties. It's convenient for the Jews, so to speak, the Zionists, so that they get their kudos, their moment in the sun, and it provides a very, very good filter or a smokescreen or a curtain, an iron curtain, between what really happened in the Soviet Union and in China, and what the government schools would like us to remember. So these are important gaps in history, folks. I hope you've been learning something. I've certainly enjoyed the time on air with you, Daryl. We're going to be coming up. We got about 4 or 5 minutes left. But before we run out of time, as we always do, I just want to thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come and share this information with our audiences. And please, let's go ahead and continue in these final moments.
Well, you made some really great points there. And if we have time, we'll do the final quote on Pavlich. And then we only have about 8 or 9 more definitions, and we can pick them up next week. But power and influence, money and sex are the things that these people use. And you mentioned education there, and that is so important. The Jesuits have always tried to be educators in Europe in the United States of America. They have all kinds of Jesuit institutes of higher learning here, including places like Georgetown University and Fordham, Boston College. There are many Jesuits, and what they do is they identify young men as they're coming, as you mentioned, coming through the system, and this is so critical. And they'll say, oh, we can give you all kinds of extra scholarships. Maybe we'll even give you a Rhodes Scholarship. Sound familiar? Bill Clinton. And you know what? If you really play ball with us and you help us, we'll really groom you. You'll have all the, in case of Bill Clinton's case, all the women that you want. And we'll also, maybe someday you could even be president. Who knows? Or we'll make you a top general, as certain Knights of Malta. I think of Alexander Haig, for example. And there's so many little things they can put out, wonderful things for these people. But like I said, power, sex, and positions of great power, even the President of the United States, or if they're somebody in the clerical system. Hey, this was done frequently throughout history. Some local priest, and hey, we want you to do some dirty deeds here for us, and a few weeks later, we'll make you a cardinal.
Well, I think there's a temptation that you can read in the Bible, and you may be able to paraphrase it better than I, Daryl, but or perhaps even quote it. But there is the idea that if you'll just bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of the kingdoms of the world. I'll give you all of the riches and all of that, you know. So certainly from the side of the church, they know these verses as well as anybody. They know all of the exegesis that goes with it, and can lay it out in seven different eschatological fashions, you know.
Lucifer, Satan himself made that offer to Jesus Christ. And there is a Bible verse that says the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. And I'm very thankful that you're putting this stuff up in podcasts. And we don't know how much longer the internet would be there. So if any of the listeners like these broadcasts, I would urge them to go up and download them while they're still there. Because a lot of those missing gaps in history, it's important that we learn them, because as Santayana, he was born a Spanish, but he was an American philosopher, and he said, if we don't learn the lessons of history, we'll repeat them. And let me just give Pavlich, because we want to finish Pavlich up here, and then that'll finish us up for today. And that Auntie Pavlich, this is comes from Dave Hunt's book, A Woman Rides the Beast, and he's quoting Scott and John Lee Anderson, co-authors of the book Inside the Link. Here's what Scott and John Lee Anderson say. Auntie Pavlich, as Poglavnik, as Fuhrer, in other words, supreme leader of the nation of Croatia, and Mom adding, Roman Catholic fascist nation of Croatia, and Stepan Hefer, H-E-F-E-R, as governor general of Baranja County, assured their places in history atop the mutilated bodies of nearly a million victims. Both were middle-aged Roman Catholics, members of the parliament, you mean Yugoslavian parliament, and participated in the genocide of their own countrymen, in murders carried out with sadism that would shock even their Nazi allies, and both would escape after the war to Argentina via the Vatican rat lines to resurrect their movement in exile. Again, so many of these fascist and Nazi war criminals were aided and abetted by the Vatican while they're in office, and then whenever the war is over, it shows you kind of who's running things then, whenever they can pull the worst of the war criminals out and send them to Argentina, and some of them even came to the United States of America, like Reinhard Gehlen, to help set up our CIA and later the Israeli Mossad.
Well, it's amazing what a little bit of plastic surgery can do, folks. It's amazing. But one of the things that I'll close the broadcast out on again, and thank you, Daryl, but folks, when we do our history, remember, when you lock in on one subject, when you lock in on one concept, when you lock in on something and you proceed into your research, oftentimes we have then the tendency to lock out others. So we listen to everybody. We'll read anything in our studies. Believe really nothing until you can prove it in your own research. Try and prove it, as they say, six ways to Sunday. And when you, at the end of the day, you sit back, this is information that you've internalized. It's information you can expound upon in public and to your friends and others. We may not always have these broadcasts. Certainly for the Russian people, they did not always have the Bible. So learn what you can from those who are willing to teach. Be diligent in your studies. And folks, I'll be back again tomorrow, once again with Vicki Davis. And until then, thank you, Daryl. Thank you, audience, for listening. And everyone, have a good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Hopeful Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.